जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा। विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद अभयचरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी जगद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु आनंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद की। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की। ब्रज भूमि वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय। लियो द्वारका धाम की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज all glories, all glories to the Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga, all glories to Shri Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiraye Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishthiki. कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंद गोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः. We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 9, entitled Brahma's Prayers for Creative Energy. Text number 9. Yavad pratattvam idam atman indriyartha mayabalam bhagavato jana isha pasyeta tavan na samsmritir asau pratisankrameta vyarthapi dukha nivaham vahati kriyartha. Yavat prutaktvam idamat man indriyartha. Yavat prutaktvam idam atman indriyartha. Maya balam bhagavato jana isha pasyet. Maya balam bhagavato jana isha pasyet. Tavanna samsmriti rasau pratisankrameta. Tavanna samsmriti rasau pratisankrameta. Vyarthapi dukha nivaham vahati kriyartha. Vyarthapi dukha nivaham vahati kriyartha. Maya balam bhagavato jana isha pasye. Tavanna samsriti rasau pratisankrameta. Yavat prutaktvam idam atman indriyartha. Maya balam bhagavato jana isha pasyet. Samsmriti rasau pratisankrameta. Dukha nivaham vahati kriyartha. Yavat prutaktvam idam atman indriyartha. Maya balam bhagavato jana isha pasye. Ah. सावन संस्मृति रसौ व्रति संक्रमेत हम वहती प्रियार्था तमिदम आत्मन इंद्रियार्थ रसौ प्रति संक्रमेत माता जी से यावत् पृथक् त्वामिदमात्मन इन्द्रियार्थ रसौरति संक्रमेत यर्थापि दुःख निवहं वहति क्रियार्थ माया बलं भगवतो जानमी तपस्ये सुप्रति दुःख निवहं यार्था आत्मन इंद्रियार्थ माया बलं भगवतो जनईश पश्ये हम हृदय क्रियार्थ यावत् एज लॉन्ग एज पृथक्त्वम् सेपरेटिज्म इदम् दिस आत्मनः ऑफ द बॉडी इंद्रिय अर्थ फॉर सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन माया बलम् in influence of external energy bhagavatah of the personality of godhead janah a person isha oh my lord pasheta sees tavat so long na not samsmriti the influence of material existence also that man prati sankramet can overcome vyarthapi although without meaning dukha nivaham multiple miseries vahati bringing kriya artha for fruitive activities translation and purport by jagatguru shrila prabhupada shrila prabhupada ki the translation oh my lord the material miseries are without factual existence for the soul yet As long as the conditioned soul sees the body as meant for sense enjoyment, he cannot get out of the entanglement of material miseries, being influenced by your external energy. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The whole trouble of the living entity in the material existence is that he has an independent conception of life. He is always dependent on the rules of the Supreme Lord in both the conditioned and liberated states. But by the influence of the external energy, the conditioned soul thinks himself independent of the supremacy of the personality of Godhead. His constitutional position is to dovetail himself with the desire of the supreme will. But as long as he does not do so, he is sure to drag on in the shackles of material bondage. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 2.55, Prajahati yada kaman sarvan partha manogatan. He has to give up all sorts of plans manufactured by mental concoction. The living entity has to dovetail himself with the supreme will. That will help him to get out of the entanglement of material existence. Om Adnanati Mirandasya Dhanan Janashalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Visakhanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Thank you much. So Yavat Prutaktvam Idam Atman Indriyartha Maya Balam Bhagavato Jan Ish Pashyat Tavan Sansruti Rasav Prati Sankrameta Vyarthapi Dukha Nivaham Vahati Kriyartha. Translation is, O my Lord, the material miseries are without factual existence for the soul. Yet, as long as the conditioned soul sees the body as meant for sense enjoyment, he cannot get out of the entanglement of material miseries, being influenced by your external energy. In this regard, Srila Prabhupada very beautifully describes how the material world is created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. First of all, the material world is dead matter. So there is no movement within the material world possible unless Krishna himself enters it in the form of Purusha incarnation. Otherwise, it's all dead matter. So Krishna, he himself enters all the planets in the material world, in the Mahatattva. That's why Krishna says, Aham Atma Gudakesha Bhutanam Sarva Bhutanam. He says that I am the soul of the entire creation, of the entire world. So here, Srila Prabhupada says, just to refute Mayavad, because Mayavadis say that Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. Everything you see is all false. Everything is fake. It's all illusion. It's a dream state. So whatever you do, you know, how does that matter? Even if I kill a few people, if I do, you know, some bad things. Anyways, it's all illusion, right? Material world is an illusion or not? So if it is illusion, if I go a little crazy, what is the big deal? That's the conception of many of the Mayavadis. That's why they don't believe in following any principles. because you know, if it's a dream state, if it's illusion, what's the point? So Sri Prabhupada here very beautifully describes in one of the purports that even though it is like a dream, even though it is illusory, the material world is not unreal. Srila Prabhupada says that even though it's a dream, the experience is real. That means when a man is seeing a dream, in his sleep he is seeing that he is being chased by a tiger. And the tiger is ferocious, he's coming very close to him, and the man is running, oh please, no, please, I don't want to die. And the person is running, and in his dream state, in his real sleep state, he is shaking, he's perspiring, and he's breathing very heavily. And in his dream, he sees the tiger finally, he's jumped on him. And then in his sleep state, he wakes up, oh, that was such a bad dream. But even though it was a dream, he is happy about that, oh, it was just a dream. That means I'm happy, it's a good news. But at the same time, his experience of fear and the sweat on his body, and he's literally shaking, that all experience is still real. So Srila Prabhupada says the material world is like that. Even though the soul is actually not going through the material miseries. In one sense, the material miseries and all the so-called material pangs cannot reach the soul because the soul is from the spiritual world. It's a spiritual spark. Nothing material can affect the soul. But at the same time, because the soul has assumed a material body, and as long as the soul misidentifies himself with the material body, the experience of suffering is real. That's why if you tell somebody who is actually suffering, someone who has lost a loved one, someone who is actually going through the pain, even someone who is having constipation, if you tell him, oh, it's all fake, then he'll like, get out of here. This pain, I'm going through so many miseries. How can you say it's all fake? It's all illusion. So Srila Prabhupada, that's why he says that the body, and as long as the misidentification of the body is there, the soul is struggling in the material world. So Srila Prabhupada, here in the further in the translation, we see, as long as the conditioned soul sees the body as meant for sense enjoyment, he cannot get out of the entanglement of material miseries. As long as the body is seen as a vehicle to enjoy, there is no possibility of getting out of this entanglement. For example, if a company gives his employee a car so that the employee can go to work nicely, do more, you know, job orders, meet more customers, bring more business in. So the company gives you a car, and then you become very happy. Oh, wow, I got a new car now. And then you forget about company's business. You start going to different places that you like to go. And then the company finds out, the company is going to be very upset. And like, the car is meant to serve the company, not serve yourself. The company finds out that this guy, instead of going to work, going to Disneyland. So they're like, okay, you're fired. They'll take the car back. That's one way how the materialistic people behave. They think this body is meant for sense enjoyment. They say, YOLO, you live only once. So do as much as you can. You only live once. Do as much sense gratification as you can possibly do. So for such people, Krishna says, they go to the dukkha apanna. They are put again in the different species of material life in order to go through the material miseries again and again, because they are only using the body for sense enjoyment. There is another person who received the car from the company, but he is only taking care of the car. He's nicely washing it every morning, keeping it clean, you know, vacuums the car very nicely. There is nice scent in the car and beautiful car. When the company comes to visit the person, hey, what's going on? How much work you finished? He says, no, look, your car, I'm just maintaining your car so nicely. Look at your car. She's sparkling, shining, clean, beautiful car. The company is like, you stupid. The car is meant to be used for the business. It's not meant to be only kept clean and kept nice and beautiful. No, that's not the purpose of the car. So that's where all the yoga culture comes in the, you know, in the picture. We see that in LA, there is so many yoga people who are doing all the pranayam, different asanas. You know, some people can put their leg all the way around their neck and they can do so many things. And they feel that, wow, I'm so advanced. I mean, they're maintaining the body nicely, but the body is meant to serve Krishna, to ultimately realize that we are not this body, we are the eternal spark of Krishna, and we're supposed to serve Krishna. So that is the main objective of the body. So here, Srila Prabhupada says that this is happening because of the influence of external energy. And further in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he describes how the independence, the whimsical behavior of the living entity in the spiritual world leads the living entity to be transferred in the material world, given a material body. Because in the spiritual world, the mood of worship of everyone is Krishna is the center of attraction. No one wants to serve one's own senses. They only want to serve the senses of Krishna. Their actual ego is connected to Krishna's ego. So that's why it's called Shuddha Ankar. It's not false ego. In the material world, when a living entity is transferred to the material world, he's given a false ego, where the person thinks that I am this body and whatever is connected to this body is mine. Whatever is not connected to me or my people or my sense gratification is the other side. So there are two. This duality is created in the material world. And that's why this constant suffering is put on the living entity. So Srila Prabhupada mentions that there is concentrated sense gratification, meaning that the person only wants to use the senses to enjoy more and more and more for his own pleasure, and there is extended sense gratification, meaning that the sense gratification becomes bigger and extends to one's own society or one's own country. The people say that, oh, India is the greatest country in the world, or America is the best country in the world, and we are ready to die for our country. We are ready to do anything. So Srila Prabhupada says this is extended sense gratification. So there is one story of, you know, in the 1920s, there was a king of Alwar whose name was King Jai Singh Prabhakar. In the 1920s, when there was a British rule in India, and when he had visited Britain, that time, you know, he was on a morning walk, and he went to the Rolls Royce showroom. You know, he thought, okay, let me go and take a test ride. But he was just on a morning walk, so he went just like that, without proper attire. And when the salesman there, he saw, he said, are you kidding, guy? Do you think you can afford this car? This car is Rolls Royce. It's meant for highest class of people. It's not for some mediocre guy like you. So get out of here. And his ego was hurt. And then he went back, and then he came with all his paraphernalia, all the soldiers and all his big you know, company man, and he came in his proper attire as a king. And then all the staff gave him a nice red carpet welcome, and they like, oh, please come, oh, please, king, what would you like? Then they told him that we have 7 cars, so he bought all 7 of them. And he paid all the money in cash. And then he asked them that ship it to my place in India, in Rajasthan. Because his ego was so hurt in the first place when he was shook away that get out of here. So he brought all those cars. And it's like a very famous story in India. Indians take pride in this because they say like, okay, see, our king did this. So when all the Rolls Royce cars came, he put them as trash pickers. There is street cleaning every morning, like every Wednesday, Thursday, we have street cleaning. So he put the Rolls Royce cars as garbage picking cars, and he put some brooms on the front, and that became such a news in the press that all the value of the shares of and the reputation of this Rolls Royce started going down. It became such a news. And Indians were so happy. And even today, like, we don't know whether the story, how far it is true. But Indians take so much pride that, oh, look, this is what we did to Britishers. So this is called extended sense gratification. We think that we are Indian. So our king did this. Our Britishers think, oh, there was one time that we ruled the entire world. So people think that, some Britishers think that, okay, we rule the world. No, you were not even born at that time. You did not rule the world. So that's extended sense gratification, where we identify with our extended self. So here, later on when they found out this Rolls Royce, they personally came and met the king, and they requested that, we fall at your feet, but please stop this. Otherwise, you know, our reputation is gone. So finally he agreed. So this vehicle of human form of life is like a car. And just like the king was using the Rolls Royce, the highest, the top brand of the car, to pick trash. If we use this vehicle of human body to just gratify our senses, that means we are using the priceless human body just for cleaning garbage or picking trash in the material world. Because as compared to the material pleasure, the sense gratification, so-called happiness that one can derive from material sense objects, the spiritual happiness is so high. The Srila Prabhupada one time said that once you taste even one drop of Krishna prema, that you will never have a desire ever of even thinking of highest pleasure in the material world. Kaviraj Goswami says, what to speak of tasting a drop of Krishna prema? Even the smell of the lotus feet of Krishna. Have you smelled nice, beautiful lotus flower? It's such a nice smell. Kaviraj Goswami says that what to speak of tasting the nectar that comes from the lotus feet of Krishna, even the smell, the fragrance of Krishna's lotus feet is so intoxicating that the highest pleasure from the abode of Lord Brahma is useless for such a person. Krishna Pada Padma Gandha Jai Jana Paye Brahma Loka Adi Sukha Taranahi Bhaye. So Kaviraj Goswami says that what to speak of tasting it? Only the fragrance of Krishna's lotus feet. You know, you would not even want to taste the so-called material pleasure that is available in Lord Brahma's planet. So here, Srila Prabhupada further explains that dependence on the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the ultimate benefit. The living entity has to dovetail himself with the Supreme Will. That will help him to get out of the entanglement of material existence. So Srila Prabhupada, he is saying we have to depend upon Krishna more and more. The more we depend on Krishna, the more Krishna takes charge of that devotee. And the more Krishna takes charge of such a devotee, the more devotee is freed of all the material miseries, because there is nothing to worry about if Krishna is taking care of you. There is no need to worry. So Srila Prabhupada says the dependence on Krishna, this dependence on Krishna can be shown only by showing dependence to one's spiritual master. So how it can be practically visualized, it's very beautifully described by Srila Prabhupada himself in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in one of the purports. He says, dependence on Krishna does not mean you relax and let Krishna take charge. You know, I am just going to do little service and then I'm going to sleep. Krishna will take charge. No. Srila Prabhupada says, dependence on the Supreme Personality of Godhead means dependence on the mercy of the spiritual master. And further we understand, Srila Prabhupada many times emphasized that dependence on the spiritual master means to follow his instruction. That there was one time that Srila Prabhupada was in assembly of the disciples. And there was one disciple who was constantly only staring at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. And it became like to the point that Srila Prabhupada was little embarrassed. And Srila Prabhupada said, don't just look at my feet, go bring my shoes. Meaning that don't just look and don't just look at the lotus feet. Rather, do some service. Go bring me my shoes. Do something that will help the spiritual master in the mission of spreading Krishna consciousness in the whole world. So Srila Prabhupada, one time, he was giving a class and he was in the assembly of all the devotees. In the beginning days of ISKCON. And that time it was a festival day. After the lecture, Srila Prabhupada started sharing his heart. And he started telling the disciples that, I miss Vrindavan so much, you have no idea. Especially on the festival days, I close my eyes and I see all the festivities that are happening in Vrindavan. All my god brothers, they are enjoying so much on the, you know, such big Radhashtami, Janmashtami, big festivals. And I'm here, I'm trying to cultivate handful of youngsters. And, you know, we don't know how far this movement is going to go. So Srila Prabhupada was sharing his heart in this way. And one innocent girl said to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, then why don't you go to Vrindavan? If you miss Vrindavan so much, then why did you come here in the first place? And Srila Prabhupada said that if I did not come, you would not have been here. You would not have received the gift of Krishna consciousness. So Srila Prabhupada came only to share this gift of Krishna consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada showed by his own example that he came just to please the spiritual master, just to follow the instruction that he was given by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada could have stayed in Vrindavan, you know, could have had a beautiful, comfortable life in Vrindavan. There can't be anything better than living in Vrindavan, in the association of all the great devotees there. But Srila Prabhupada said that when you are feeling separation from Vrindavan, then you don't have to go to Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada said, when someone is sincerely feeling separation from Krishna, from Vrindavan, then that person does not have to go to Vrindavan. The Vrindavan will come for that devotee. That means wherever that devotee goes, he takes Vrindavan with him. And we see this is so true in the life of Srila Prabhupada. He created Vrindavan. Instead of living in Vrindavan, he extended the mercy of Vrindavan to so many people who did not have the access to Vrindavan. So, when someone feels separation from Krishna, that separation takes form of intense remembrance for Krishna. And that remembrance itself brings the love and union with Krishna within the heart of the devotee. That means the separation that is apparently visible externally is actually union within the heart of the devotee. So this is a beautiful concept, that even if the devotee is externally crying in separation of Radha, Krishna, Vrindavan, you know, there sometimes we go away from New Dwarka and we feel, oh, when will I go back and see my deities? When will I go and see the beautiful faces of Rukmini Dwarkadish, Rukmini Dwarkanath? How are they doing? How are the devotees doing? So such intense separation externally is painful, but that devotee, that separation brings immense joy and union with Krishna within his heart. So the separation is also union simultaneously. So Srila Prabhupada taught all these beautiful ideas to all of us, and by his mercy, we can slowly begin to understand how one can serve the spiritual master, how one can first see the difference between the body and the soul. And here, Lord Brahma is also describing all these different concepts that he learned from Krishna only, and now he's telling Krishna. It's like a teacher who just gave a nice revelation of beautiful spiritual knowledge. And now the student is talking back to the teacher. So in that sense, Lord Brahma is revising what all he learned from Krishna. And Krishna is present in front of him. So in this way, Srimad Bhagavatam is taking all of us through the ride of this nectarian ocean of Krishna's love. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo. Anybody has a question? We can take one question if there is a question. Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo. Shivantara Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.